Week 2, Thursday, noon. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I know I make too much of all my pain. I melodramatize these tiny sores I feel inside whenever I find doors I wanted to go through slam shut, and rain falls now and then. Well, gee, it's not the bane of all existence, is it? Not when scores of people almost cannot breathe with pores all clogged with pus, and I dare to complain? But that's not all there is to it, you see. Your pain is really longing. I know you. I call it hope, the fact you're not at home and always restless under heaven's dome. The pain is what you feel when you are true. It is your sign you still belong to me. May the Master bless you, and then you will have peace every day of your life. Psalm 128. A man is well advised to hold Yahweh in respect and walk the paths he has laid out. When you eat what your own hands have earned, you will find happiness and prosperity. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in the heart of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. Yes, this is the way a man will be blessed if he respects Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you from Zion, and may you see Jerusalem prosper every day of your life, and may you look upon your children's children. Peace to Israel. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master bless you, and then you will have peace every day of your life. God will win the battle for you over all your enemies. Psalm 129. They have tormented me so often from the time I was young, Israel should be saying. They have tormented me so often from the time I was young, but they have not conquered me. They ran plows along my back like farmers and made their furrows long. But Yahweh is virtuous and cut up the ropes these vicious people tied me in. May all those people who hate Zion be routed in disgrace. May they be like the grass on a roof that withers before it can grow, which no reaper can use to fill his hands and never finds its way into a harvester's arms. And may no one who passes by them ever say, Yahweh's blessings on you, we bless you in Yahweh's name. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. God will win the battle for you over all your enemies. Reading, Galatians 5, 22-25. But the Spirit's harvest is love, happiness, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, modesty, and self-control. There's no law against things like this. The Prince's people have nailed matter to a cross with its desires and urges. If we live spiritually, then we have to behave spiritually. We should stop looking for an empty reputation and challenging each other and competing with each other. Master, please show me the path I must follow and have your Spirit guide me to my true home. Master, please help us follow the example of your Son's fortitude and perseverance, so that we can face all life's difficulties with confidence and faith. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.